This is episode 1745. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode in our series we've been exploring all week long on managing anxiety. How are you doing? I hope that you are exploring some of the techniques you have discovered in this week's series. And in the final episode, this is a celebration of you and all you're doing for yourself. In today's episode, and in the final episode of every series, I always share with you a reflection meditation. This is a way for you to reflect back over your week and to notice how you responded to different stress triggers throughout your week, and also some big wins you noticed this week, areas of your life where you improved or gained some insight. And when you do a reflection every week over the past week, just noticing the more significant things that stand out that happened throughout your week, this is a way for you to fine-tune yourself and to manage how you respond to your life events. Now, you don't have to go back through every single day and try to remember what happened. Just take a glance back over your week and remember those events that stand out as significant, or maybe just a general overall feeling you experienced throughout the week, or maybe something happened that caught you off guard, or maybe something was challenging, or maybe something really great happened. So as you reflect on these highlights of your week, pay attention to how you responded to your life this past week, and notice where you seem to carry your emotions within you when you think about a particular event. For example, were you really worried about something? Did you carry that fear in your stomach? Or maybe your chest felt tight. See if you can go back and just notice what that felt like. I also want to mention that as you do this technique, it's a powerful technique. Don't go so deeply into any one event. Just reflect and take note, no judgment, no regrets. And just notice how you were doing and what it felt like. And you might think about what you could have done better. Or maybe you're really proud of yourself for how you managed your emotions or a particular event. So this is what I encourage you to do in your meditation today. Now, if you want the full guided meditation, as always, you know where to find that at the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you can try for 2 weeks free access to a library of over 1,700 half-hour guided meditations. And you get a journal that's customized with each week's series, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques for the series right there at your fingertips. So again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. Well, as you settle yourself down, a glance back over your week and what you've explored. You explored how to have more confidence in yourself, how to coach yourself and self-soothe yourself when you're experiencing an anxiety attack. Sit with yourself in your pain And remind yourself that this experience will pass. And remind yourself that you are doing all kinds of things for yourself to help you manage anxiety in a much better way. You have discovered that 20 minutes of exercise is all it takes to help you reduce symptoms of anxiety. You have discovered how laughing and experiencing fun times and even watching comedy can help you take your mind off your anxiety. You discovered how chamomile tea may be the very best herb to help you fight depression and anxiety. You also learned how to limit caffeine, which can exacerbate anxiety and panic attacks. You learned how to give yourself a full body muscle relaxation to soothe yourself and to breathe deeply, because your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. And when you calm your breath, you automatically calm your emotional state. So that's a glance back over the insight you discovered this week in this series. So now, as you close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and your body, go back through your week and think about what worked really well for you this week and what you would do differently or what you would improve. Pay attention to how you feel emotionally when you reflect back over your week, just noticing the highlights. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.